Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hello, Atlanta. Thank you for tuning in today, this partly cloudy but overall nice day of November the 22nd, 2010, at 3 p.m. here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO, 1570 a.m. The Light. I hope everyone is working on those business plans, getting ready for your opportunity in 2011, because we here at Build, Grow, and Enjoy are gearing up to ready to be ready to see what you got. I have exciting news today, and due to overwhelming requests and this being the week of thanks and giving, we are very thankful to have once again financial expert and CEO of One Stop Financial, Carlton Lennon, back to continue his discussion from the last show, Classic Mistakes Investors Make and Investment Portfolio Management. Hey, Carlton, thank you for returning.
Hey, Kalithia, how are you? How was your weekend?
It was wonderful. How about yours?
It was wonderful. I'm great. Things are wonderful here on the West Coast.
That's right. You all set for Turkey Week and ready to chow down with family?
Oh, yes. I'll be up in Glendale Hills, and I'm going to a concert with the Icon on Wednesday night. And, man, I'm looking forward to having a great time in Los Angeles.
Wow, sounds like a lot of fun. I love L.A. I love it there. You know, there's a lot of people wanting to hear you to speak today. You're a popular guy, so you're ready to give them the medicine?
Oh, I'm ready to give them a whole lot of medicine.
All right.
We are definitely ready to go.
Yes, Carlton is back, and, you know, you guys wanted to hear it, and those that missed it on the last show, he's a very sharp and powerful financial professional. I take insight from him, so go get your notes ready. Take some notes today. It is for your best interest. I am not going to waste no time getting to the message, so we will take a break. The lines are open, 347-215-8709, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. And make sure you log into buildgrowandenjoy.com. Join us into chat, Carlton and I, and, you know, our past guests, and a lot of people are in chat. To speak right now, but we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Hi, I'm Stacy Mitchell at Self Support Inc. We help establish better relationships by making professional cold calls for your sales and marketing efforts. For more information, contact me, Stacy Mitchell, Self Support Inc., 770-814-8085.
Hi, I'm Michael Wilkinson, the CEO of Leadership Strategies, the facilitation company. We provide training in facilitation skills. We also provide professional facilitators to run strategic planning sessions and issue resolution sessions. You can reach us on the web at www.leadstrat.com or at 1-800-824-2850. If you want masterful meetings, contact Leadership Strategies, the facilitation company.
Welcome back to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia, and by popular demand, special guest Carlton Lennon, financial expert and CEO of One Stop Financial. The lines are open, 347-215-8709, and we are in live chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com. We are blessed to have you, Carlton. Thank you for being with us. Let's get right to it. What do you want to start with? I mean, we have, you know, I have questions for you, but what do you particularly want to pick up on from where we left off?
Well, I'd like to start off with what I think is the biggest differential between those who have and those who have not, the rich and the poor. I'd like to talk a little bit about what the major difference is between the two.
Okay, let's go for it. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, you know, when we talk about financial planning and here at One Stop Financial, we do look at all of our clients, and our clients include individuals, our clients include small businesses as well as large corporations. When we do a financial plan or a business plan, we start by looking at their comprehensive and global picture. That is, Calithia, I'm going to look at their portfolio management, which includes their investments, capital market investments, stocks and bonds. I'm also going to look at their real estate, their commercial real estate, along with their residential real estate. Their tax situation is extremely important, so we want to make sure that they're okay with the IRS and that they have done proper tax planning. And last but not least, making sure that they have risk management that is appropriate for what they're trying to accomplish. But one of the things I want to talk about, it's kind of in the middle of all this. What truly is the investment or product or service that separates the rich from the poor? When I have observed, whether it be countries or whether it be municipalities or individuals, when you look at your Fortune 400 richest Americans, what is the true difference between those individuals and the rest of us, which would probably be about 99% of the country? And the real difference, Calithia, between the have and the have-nots in 2010 really boils down to this. It really boils down to one's ability to gain access to favorable finance, one's ability to get access to working capital and investment capital. If you are not positioning yourself to get access to that capital, then you truly really aren't considered a capitalist. I'd like to give you a little illustration for 1 minute, Calithia. Let's imagine that all the money, let's imagine all the wealth in America were in two places. And it's not in two places, but let's just imagine that all the liquid wealth was in traditional commercial banks and also in investment banks, you know,
right,
given that the insurance companies had all of their money in investment banks. Now, your traditional banks are your Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase Banks. And then your investment banks would be like your Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, Smith Barney, Morgan Stanley. Those are the investment banks. And let's just assume that the total amount of all of those dollars equals 100. We're just going to assume the 100. What I want you to understand is that all of the money that you have in your 401k, whether it's $500,000 or $30,000, all of the money that you've taken to the bank, your local bank, whether it's $1 or whether it's $100,000, understand this. Of all the money in the banks, less than $10 of every 100, less than 10%, is actually still in the banks. So if all the banks in America had, $50, if all the wealth was $50, they would have less than $5. So that means $45 are gone. Now let's look at the investment banks. All of the money in the investment banks is gone. Now, what happens to all that money? All that money is given out in loans, or it's they take the money and they buy stock in initial public offerings, or they buy bonds. So the money literally, Calithia, is given to a handful of individuals. And then that money is invested in a business model, and hopefully on the other side of that business model comes out a return on their investment. And this is really what separates the rich from the poor. The rich have access to the millions, to the billions of dollars from the bankers, and they're able to invest that money and leverage that money and in turn make millions and billions of dollars. So I like to tell my clients that in all of your getting, in all of your trying to invest in the real estate market and trying to invest in the stock market and trying to, do this and do that, make sure that you are positioning yourself first and foremost to get access to favorable capital. And I wanted to talk about that because a lot of people, I think, in America are missing out on that pertinent step.
Right. And you would say that would tie into what you were talking about when we last were talking about the American dream, the five asset classes, which is the, what, human capital, educate yourself, stock, bonds, real estate, private businesses, the hard assets. Explain a little more, and how did that tie in for what you just said to us?
That is absolutely right. There are basically five asset categories that at some point you want to invest in. I'd say at some point, because you really need to know what to invest in first. Now, I believe strongly that you can have the truth or you can do something that's good, but if you take it out of context, if you do it out of the right context, then it becomes bad. We used to have a saying at Dean Witter, Morgan Stanley, that all investments are bad unless they are suitable for your particular situation. So it's very important to understand when to buy these assets. But let's go over the assets. First and foremost, the most important asset is human capital. That is investing in yourself. Get an education. Get some books. Go to some training and learn about what's out there and the opportunities that are out there. Education is the most important thing that you can invest in. The second asset is real estate. When you look at your Fortune 400 richest Americans, all of them have commercial and or residential real estate that are generating them a cash flow. So again, the second asset is real estate, commercial and or residential. The third asset is what we call the capital markets. And those capital markets consist of Wall Street. We all saw General Motors issue a second IPO after their bankruptcy last week. So again, you want to be able to get involved in the stock market, but where is really the big money in the stock market? The big money in the stock market is being able to get into these companies before they go public, the pre-IPO. And a lot of times what you need to be to get into these companies before they go public is you need to be what's considered an accredited investor. So you need to have access to large amounts of capital. The third asset is your own business. And I actually, Kalithia, recommend to every single one of my clients that you have to own your own business. I can't go too much into detail. I'm not saying start a corporation today and go into operations tomorrow because, again, you don't want to go into operations until after you have raised capital for that business. But the third asset that you need to invest in is your own company. And last but not least, the fourth asset would be non-correlating hard assets, assets like gold, silver, platinum, art, those types of assets that you might want to look at, especially when your net worth has gone over about $10 million. But what's very important, and if you haven't seen this movie, I want everybody to go and rent Danny DeVito's movie called Other People's Money, because if you're truly going to be a capitalist, you must leverage into these assets. One of the big mistakes that lower income and uneducated people make, especially when they start their own business, is they take all the money out of their 401k plan or they take all the assets out of their bank account and they invest all of their money and only their money into their company. That is not being a true capitalist. What capitalists do is they use other people's money. If you ever get confused about how to be rich, always look at Wall Street, and they'll steer you right, because Wall Street, they are the experts of using other people's money to invest in these five asset classes.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Now, just getting to some, like, portfolios that you specialize in, I know that one particular one is the domestic large-cap balanced portfolio. Tell us, you know, how you manage that. What are the features and benefits of this particular portfolio?
Oh, thank you very much, Kalithia. I'm very excited about our large cap domestic balanced portfolio. And what all large cap means, you know, in this regard, is that I'm looking at companies that have revenues over at least over $3 billion. So if your revenues are under $3 billion, highly unlikely you're going to be in this portfolio. Another thing, too, when we say domestic, we're talking about companies that are based here in the United States. Their headquarters are somewhere in the United States. So we have the large cap, over $3 billion, domestic, based here in the United States, and balanced. What balanced means, Kalithia, in this regard, is that we're looking at both stocks and bonds. Now, before I go into this portfolio, what I want to do is take 1 minute to talk about what my investment philosophy is. And I hope all the listeners are listening very, very clear, because my philosophy really differentiates us from most of the Wall Street firms out there. Rule number one, and never forget these rules, never, ever, ever lose your principal. I hope everybody heard that. Rule number one to portfolio management, never, ever, ever lose your principal. Now, if the broker or the financial advisor is telling you, oh, don't worry, the market's going to come back, or this investment has averaged 10% over the last 10 years, well, I'm going to tell you our rule. Our rule is, number one, we don't play that. Don't lose your principal. Rule number two that we base our portfolios on, rule number two, and listen very clearly, always follow rule number one. Don't lose your principal. Again, that's very important. We are very strong, I don't want my clients coming into me, you know, with $100,000 and I have to say, oh, I'm sorry, client, the market's down and you're down to $50,000, because all money is important. If you have $100,000, that $100,000 can be leveraged out to $1 million. You can go borrow $1 million if you have $100,000. So all money is important. Rule number two, always follow rule number one. Okay, rule number three is just as important as the first two rules, and that is every time you invest, make sure that you're positioning yourself to get cash flow. This is extremely important because most of the big companies that came into existence in the 80s and the 90s, your Oracles, your Ciscos, your Microsofts, your Intels, your Dell computers, the technology companies, the biotech companies that have a high growth, most of your growth companies do not pay dividends. So you have to look at a way to supplement that income. When you look at the Dow Jones or the S&P 500 and your stockbroker tells you that the stocks have averaged 11 to 12% over the last 80 years, always remember that 4 percentage points of that 11% comes from dividends. So now that we're into the 21st century and the majority of our companies are growth companies, you need to figure out how are you going to get that income element, the income element, back into your portfolio. And we'll talk about that at a later date, how to get the income. But that's rule number three. Always, always, always make sure you have a cash flow. The last rule is make sure you get, and that's rule number four, make sure you get the biggest bang for your buck. And simply what we're looking at here, Kalithia, is making sure that if you buy stocks, that you're buying companies that have growth rates, that they have forecasted 5-year growth rates that exceed the current price earnings ratio of the stock. So if you have a price earnings ratio of a company like Microsoft and the price earnings ratio is 18, then you want to make sure that the growth rate exceeds 18% over the next 5 years. I can't go into too much what's called fundamental analysis, but you just make sure that the companies that you are buying are positioned to make not just money in the future, but more money. It doesn't matter how much money a company makes. What matters is that the company has to make more money every year over the next 5 years. Because a lot of times, Kalithia, people get caught up in the stocks that are making a lot of money. They're like, oh, this stock, you know, this company, they do they have a great product, great service. They make $99 billion in revenue. That is insignificant. If you're making $99 billion in revenue this year, but last year you made $100 billion, more than likely that stock is going down. So you have to make sure in rule number four that your companies have a story that justifies a growth rate over the next 5 years. So those first are the first four rules of our investment philosophy, and I don't know what our time looks like, but give me the cue, and if you want, I can go into a little bit more detail on that portfolio.
Yeah, we're getting close to time, but we're going to take a quick break. We have a caller. We'll take a call when we get back. So let's just take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back, and we have a caller on the line. Hi, are you there, caller?
Yes, hello. Hey, this is actually James. How are you doing?
Hi, James. How are you? Thank you for calling in today. What's going on?
Hey, not much. Just actually just tuning in the last few minutes here. Got a lot of good information there. I guess one question I would have is for what would you recommend in terms of someone that's looking to maybe get started on a consistent basis? Can they start mark without, I guess, on a, I don't know, a minimal budget? They want to do, like, I guess, dollar cost, like, to set up a regular monthly amount that would be invested or something like that?
Did you have a lot of background. Did you get that question?
Yes, I can answer that question.
Okay, we can do it really quick, briefly, James, and you're online, so if we have to extend it, we can just take it online with Carlton after the show. But, yeah, we can briefly answer it.
Well, the one thing I want to say, Kalithia, is one of the things that I see too much in America are especially lower-income individuals. They jump into the stock market too early. The one thing that we mentioned a few minutes ago is that it's very important when you're building wealth, it's very important before you start investing long-term, that is in stocks and bonds, that you have already positioned yourself to get favorable financing. So what I recommend before you invest in long-term investments is that you have an emergency reserve of at least 12 times your expenses. So in the early stages, what you probably should be doing is developing a relationship with your local business bank, your local commercial bank, and you probably should have like an emergency reserve at the local broker dealer with your financial planner in a money market. You want your money in the early stages to be liquid. I'm going to tell you why. Too many people in America, especially lower income people, they might have $30,000-$40,000 in a 401k plan, but they have no money in their cash reserves. They have no money at the bank, or they have no money in their brokerage accounts that are just in their names that's considered liquid. If you don't have an emergency reserve, you will never be able to get access to capital. So I would say before getting started, you really want to create a savings pattern of, 10 to 15 to 20% of your income and have those monies going into something that's liquid and short-term, something where you can't lose your principal. Don't be too concerned in the early stages about making a lot of money in the stock market. In the early stages, be concerned about building that emergency reserves because you're going to need it to get a loan, and also be concerned about making sure you have enough cash flow to pay your bills on time so that you can have a high credit score. Now, these are some fundamental issues that we're talking about that people should look at doing in the early phases of building wealth.
Right. And we in our industry period, Carlton, we put a lot of emphasis on the cash flow. And right now in the financial services industry, it is chaotic. So how, in your opinion, and what do you suggest to the mass number of people in America ways they could tailor themselves financially to stay away from the chaos that's going on?
Well, first and foremost, you have to be working with someone like yourself, Kalithia, or someone like myself. You need to be working with financial planners, people that understand the concept of cash flow, time-sensitive financial planning. And what I mean by that, you need to be working with planners who are concerned about what your current cash flow is. If you talk to a financial person and they don't take the time to find out whether you're positively cash flowing, leave that person. Do not work with them, because any financial planner that is worth their salt before making a recommendation to you about insurance, about stocks, about real estate, any financial planner that is worth their salt will take the time to find out whether or not you are cash flowing. That is step number one. If you're not cash flowing, why are we talking about investments? What we really should be talking about is giving you, is empowering you. In other words, if you make $10,000 a month, but you spend $12,000 a month, we should be working on, number one, balancing your budget. If we get your spending down to $11,000 a month, then we should be working on empowering you with working capital so that you can increase your income above that $11,000 a month. So the first thing that is important is making sure that you get into a position where you are positively cash flowing. Once you are positively cash flowing, now we have that discretionary income, or what some people call net income. Now we have something to work with. So now we take the net income and we start looking at your short, intermediate, and long-term goals, whether it be retirement planning, financial independence, sending little Billy to Harvard or little Sally to Stanford. Now we look at your short, intermediate, and long-term goals, and we start talking strategically how to implement those goals in longer-term and intermediate-term investments. But at the beginning stages, it is very important that you get a professional, and that professional sit down with you, develop a system of accountability, and I wish I could spend a half hour just talking about systems of accountability, because after the meltdown, after the subprime meltdown, trust you me, banks across America will not make you loans if you don't have documented statements, if you don't have documented records that show the bank that you are in control of your spending and expenses, and also that you are in control of the ratio between your assets and your debts. I can't spend too much time on that, but what I will say, just in summary, they need to sit down with a professional. That's the beginning step, because without that, it's chaotic out there. It's chaotic out there.
Yes. Yes, it is. And everybody, Carlton has two books that are out, one, 26 Steps Process to Grow Your Financial Fortress and The American Dream Made Simple. Where can I pick a copy up of your books from, Carlton?
Well, yeah, I won't be publishing those books until the spring. So I'm editing the books right now. I'm dealing with my publisher. We will be publishing those books in the spring. So everybody just got to sit tight. In the meantime, if they want information, they can contact me directly, and I will get them some information about especially the 26 steps towards building their financial towards building their wealth.
Okay. And definitely all of Carlton's contact information is on BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. Thank you for joining us once again, Carlton. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. It is always a pleasure to have you here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Of course, you know we're going to have you back because, I mean,
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
You have to talk about. Yeah, so, I mean, it's just blown through the roof. You have so much information that people would like to hear. And if you would like to contact Carlton, like I said, you can get all his information and all his contact information on BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com right now. Carlton is still available live. Chat at BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com, so join us. So that pretty much wraps up our show for today. Thank you for tuning in to Build, Grow, and Enjoy here on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. Tune in on Wednesday at 3 p.m. We have Atlanta's very own mover and shaker, Alistair Edwards, Vice President of Georgia Group Marketing Prepaid Legal Services, and one of the 100 Black Men of Atlanta to discuss with everyone creating an income stream. So you don't want to miss it. Have a great day, everyone, and be safe.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.